Today's scripture reading is taken from the New Testament in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 16 to 34.
今日嘅经文喺新约嘅《使徒行传》第十七章第十六节到第三十四节。
We will first read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我会先用启应嘅方式读，先用英文读，然后用中文嚟读。
Acts chapter 17, verse 16. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was deeply troubled by all the idols he saw everywhere in the city.
He went to the synagogue to reason with the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles, and he spoke daily in the public square to all who happened to be there.
He also had a debate with some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers. When he told them about Jesus and his resurrection, they said, "What's this babbler trying to say with these strange ideas he's picked up?" Others said, "He seems to be preaching about some foreign gods."
Come and tell us about this new teaching, they said.
"You are saying some rather strange things, and we want to know what it's all about."
The foreigners in Athens seem to spend all their time discussing the latest ideas.
So Paul, standing before the council, addressed them as follows: "Men of Athens, I notice that you are very religious in every way.
Whereas I was walking along, I saw your many shrines, and one of the altars had this inscription on it: 'To the unknown God.' This God, whom you worship without knowing, is the one I'm telling you about.
He is the God who made the world and everything in it. Since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, he doesn't live in man-made temples.
Hands can serve his needs, for he has no needs. He himself gives life and breath to everything, and he satisfies every need.
From one man, he created all the nations throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand when they should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries.
His purpose was for the nations to seek after God, and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us.
For in him we live and move and exist. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring.
This is true truth. God is an idol designed by craftsmen, gold, or silver, or stone.
God overlooked people's ignorance about these things in earlier times, but now he commands everyone, everywhere, to repent of their sins and turn to him.
For he has set a day for judging the world with justice by the man he has appointed, and he proved to everyone who this is by raising him from the dead. Jews, God-fearing Gentiles, and he spoke daily in the public square to all who happened to be there.
When they heard Paul speak about the resurrection of the dead, some laughed in contempt, but others said, "We want to hear more about this later."
That ended Paul's discussion with them.
Read together. But some joined him and became believers. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the council, a woman named Damaris, and others with them.
使徒在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都转偶像，就心里着急。犹太人和虔诚的人并每日在市场左右见的人辩论，起甜。还有以比古罗和斯多亚两门的学士与他争辩争论。有的说，这胡言乱语的要说什么？ 有的说，他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的，这话是因保罗传耶讲耶稣与复活的道。那天，他带到古罗巴古说：你所讲的这真道，我们也可以知道吗？ 因为你有这奇怪的事传到我们以中，我们愿意知道这些事是怎么意思。 21. 都把原主之将真文主之听听。保罗站在阿勒巴古当中说：“众位雅典人，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。” 23。大地，圆圆一座坛，上面写着美色之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。 24. 创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒掌生命气息，万物赐给万民。 26. 他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，他们寻求神。 或者可以转摩而得，其实他离我们各人不远。 28. 我们生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的，有人说我们也是他所生的，是神所生的，就不当以为神的神正像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。 30. 世人蒙昧无知的时候，神既不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。 31. 他日子要藉着他所设立的人，公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人作可信的凭据。 32. 众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥笑他的，又有人说。 我们再听你讲这个吧。于是保罗同他们当中出去了。 34，一提到。但有几个人贴近他，进了鼠，其中有阿略巴古的官丢尼修，另一个妇人名叫大马利，还有别人一同信徒。
God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
愿神祝福读嘅，同埋听佢话语嘅人。
The title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message, Reasons for Hope.
庭牧之咗今日嘅讲嘅信息系为盼望而辩论。细路仔，The
children may be dismissed for children's worship.
细路仔而家可以落去下边儿童崇拜。
If you've been able to be with us over the last few weeks, we've been looking at what Christians do to follow Christ.
我们过去几个星期都讲紧，我们去跟随基督，我们要做点乜嘢？
And as Jesus summarized in one of his last words, he says, "Go and make disciples."
咁喺耶稣离开呢个世界之前，佢讲嘅就系话要去使万民作我嘅门徒。
And so we've reached a part of the Bible that shows us what Paul is doing in obedience to the Lord.
咁我哋刚刚读到嗰段圣经，就讲到保罗系点样去顺从基督去做啲乜嘢。
If you hit slide one, again, I can't give you, I have to, for the sake of time, give you in a nutshell some background. And sometimes that's dangerous when you try to compact things in 1 minute.
咁咧就係盡量用少少時間去講下個背景係乜嘢嗰段經文。But
as you probably can't see, it's a little blurry there. Paul's in Athens.
保羅喺雅典呢個地方。And
Athens is the cradle of Western civilization.
雅典其實係西方文化嘅一個搖籃。And
you know, let me just say a few things about Athens. Again, Mr. Wei over there is the world history expert, so you've got to ask him for things more in-depth about
Athens.
But it is the birthplace of democracy, music, ethics, theater, medicine.
其實這個地方誕生了很多東西，醫藥、音樂、民主，甚至乎是劇場。
Of course, for some of you, you might recognize the name Plato, you know, founded the academy in the city.
咁有人记得 这个名 Palaito 在那里是建立一个学院。
Others of you might maybe in the recesses of your brain heard the name Aristotle, his Lyceum, you know, a public place among the groves of trees where people gathered and discussed things.
咁亞里士多德喺嗰度都建立咗一個地方，係好多樹，係一個公眾嘅地方，大家喺嗰度去商討討論。
Eventually, the Lyceum what became the gymnasium, right? The gathering place, and they did all sorts of things there.
最後咧，呢個地方更加成為一個聚會地方，同埋好似有運動嘅地方。
Athens was not the city it had been by the time Paul arrived, around 400 years later after Plato.
咁咧，保罗呢度讲到佢去到雅典嘅地方嘅时候，其实已经系即系柏拉图嘅时代之后嘅400年，已经大概唔系好似以前咁样噶啦。
You see, the populace started to decline when Paul got there. You know, maybe about 12,000 to 10,000.
咁啊，人口咧亦都开始慢慢去少，直可能大概1万至到12,000人左右。
Because in Paul's day, Corinth was the place to be.
因为保罗嘅日子咧，就系喺保罗嘅时代咧，啲人咧通常都会去哥林多嘅地方。哥林多先系人中意住嘅地方。
But Athens, though declining, was still Athens, the cultural center.
但雅典依然系雅典，佢一个文化嘅中心。
There was nowhere remotely comparable to it.
咁冇咩地方，冇咩其他嘅地方可以同佢比较。
And so picture, I want you to take you back to the scene.Place you in a scene here. Paul is maybe, you know, playing the tourist in Athens.
咁你想象翻保罗去到嗰个地方嘅时候，佢去到好似一个游客咁周围行。
You know, he's walking around these famous areas like the Parthenon, right? You know, all these areas of Athens.
咁你行咗一啲好出名嘅地方，譬如巴特隆神殿啊，其他嘅地方。
Slide three. He's taking in the sights, right?
佢周围睇。
But notice what he's really pondering.In verses 15 and 16. 15 we didn't read. Verse 15 and 16. 15 is saying he's waiting there for his missionary partners. But verse 16, notice what it says there.
但係睇下佢保罗行经嘅时候，佢諗緊啲乜嘢咧？喺第十六节里讲咗出嚟。
I'm reading from the ESV. Now, while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city.Was full of idols.
佢话保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
You see, Paul doesn't take in and marvel at the marble and the gold and the huge structures around him. He's disturbed, troubled by souls in Athens.
保罗去到雅典嘅地方，佢唔系净系走去欣赏、去诧异，话嗰度嘅建筑几咁美丽，个设计几咁好。但系佢系心里边好着急，即系当地人嘅灵魂。
You know, that word provoked in the translation that you read, the New Living Translation is deeply troubled. He's deeply troubled.
中文心里着急喺英文里边喺心入边系觉得好烦扰。
Because the widespread religion of that city.Moved his emotions in a very negative way.
因为呢个喺当地嘅城市里边，佢哋嘅宗教系去紧一个错误嘅方向。
You see, Paul sees the emptiness, the false religion in the city, and what's his response? He's grieved. He's saddened.
保罗睇到喺嗰个城市里边嗰、那个佢哋嘅宗教嗰个空虚同埋错误。保罗感到好忧伤。
And then he goes, and he engages people with the gospel.
然后保罗就去同当地嘅人去用福音同佢哋讲说话。
Verse 17, guys, if you don't mind, if you can hit back to verse 17, so that you can see it in the text for yourself, he went to the synagogue to what? Reason with the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles. Reason with them.And he spoke daily in the public square to all who happened to be there.
在十七节他说，于是在会堂里与犹太人和虔敬的人，并每日在市上所见的人辩论。
Slide four. See, Paul sees the gospel not as just something that brings you personal peace, that's kept private, that is a great help to you in life.
保罗睇呢个福音唔系只系俾你有个人嘅平安、个人嘅安慰、俾你有健康。
He also saw the power of the gospel for the public square, for public discourse.
他看到这个福音在这个公众的地方, 是可以跟人去对话的。
And when he says he went into the marketplace, you and I think of what? Shopping. But that's not the marketplace he's talking about in Athens.
在这个圣经里面说到这个市集不是说我们去购物的地方, 在当时的雅典不是一个这样的地方。
He's thinking of the agora, the cultural center, that part of the city where all the people gathered for business, for art, for current events, because again, that's how you got your news then.
那个地方其实在多城市里面是一个文化的中心，是一个商业的地方，是当时交流信息或者是表演艺术的地方。
People gathered there to discuss things very important to the society, about politics, about debate.
人们在那里聚集去讨论很多的事情，讲到政治，讲到其他的讨论。
And ideas were expressed and formulated there.
有什么意念呢，就在那里发生的了。
These ideas were forged and accepted there.
有任何的思想呢，在那里会慢慢去修正，在那里去诞生出来。
So the people gathered in this part of the city as a forum to set the course of how all the people in society would live.
人们在那里就有很多的讨论，就讲到当时个社会的人是应该是怎样去生活。
You see, the gospel is not just for you, for your own personal things. It's for the public marketplace.
这个福音不是只是给你自己个人去享用，而是一个被公开的场合。
And verse 17 clearly tells us that Paul went there to reason with the people.
第十七节说，保罗去到那里跟那些人去辩论。
And that Greek word translated reason is dialegomai. It means Socratic reasoning.
这个希腊的原文的字其实是讲到好像一个苏格拉底的一个论证方法。
See, let me explain. Socratic reasoning wasn't just debate. It certainly wasn't preaching.
这个苏格拉底的论证不是单单只是一个辩论。 也更加不只是一个讲道，宣告一个认识。
Didn't go into the agora, the marketplace, and get up on a soapbox and say, "Hey, here's the truth."
他不是只是去到个市集里面，企喺一个木箱上边就讲你听，啊，这个就是真理。
Slide five, guys. Socratic reasoning means you ask questions. You ask questions.
这个论证就是话你要问一啲问题。
You find out what the other person's premises are.
你要去找到对方他的基本的理论在哪里。
And you learned to listen carefully to what people are saying.
然后你学习去听一下他们在说什么。
And then you try to show them they're wrong. Their premises are wrong. This is, what does this mean? This means he's engaging people.
然后你要给对方去看到他们哪里有错，你这样去跟人去。
By the way, according to 1 Peter 3, we're called to do that too. Always be prepared, it says, always, to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you.
圣经其实都是这样教导我们要这样做。又说有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答各人。
That's very important.
很重要。
Because we are called by God to go and make disciples.
因为神呼召我们，我们去使万民做门徒。
Here's a couple of examples of questions that can get at a person's worldview, just as by way of example, so you know what I'm talking about here about Socratic reasoning.
有几个简单的例子，就是俾我们睇到，我们去问人哋嘅时候，睇到人哋嗰个世界观系点样。
Again, these are simple questions. What do you think is the real problem in our society?
例如你可以问他说，你认为我们这个社会真正的问题在哪里？
That opens up a big can of worms for discussion.
有，发生很多的讨论的。
How about this question, which is a very to the heart question today to a person's worldview. How do you decide what's right and wrong?
又或者你可以问他，你怎样决定什么是对，什么是错呢？
What's your basis of deciding that?
你基于乜嘢去做呢个决定呢？
You see, that's a worldview. It gets to the meat of the issues, right? To somebody's worldview.
俾我哋睇到嗰个人嘅世界观系点样。当佢答呢啲问题嘅时候
，How about this question? Is there anything about becoming or being a Christian that worries you? Oh, you say that in New York City, and you'll get an earful.
又或者你可以问佢啊，成为呢个基督徒有啲咩会去令到你觉得好忧虑咧？啊？
See, Athens was the cultural center of the world.
雅典是一个世界的文化中心。
But sadly, the Athenians employed their artistry, world-class artistry, to the service of the creature, to the worship of the creature, not the creator.
但雅典的人就用他们精巧的工艺用来去崇拜一些被造之物，而不是崇拜各位创造者。
And that's why Paul's grieved. He's got to do something about it.
所以保罗心里觉得很烦扰，他要做一些事。
And we live in a place like Athens, New York City.
我们住在一个地方其实好像雅典，我们住在纽约市里面。
Yes, we should be impressed about the museums and all the art that's there, or the Broadway shows. But are we disturbed? Disturbed about the souls in the city.
没错，我们会去很欣赏我们纽约市里面的美术馆，其他的舞台剧各样，但是我们有没有为着市里面的人的灵魂而觉得心里焦急？
You guys are right on. Slide 6. Maybe hit slide 7 now. I've got to give you a little bit of a glimpse on who he's talking to, Epicureans and Stoics. Again, John Stott does a great job, and he admittedly says in his commentary, he oversimplifies, because again, I got to crunch everything in 2 minutes here, so I'm using his words.
保罗在当时跟那两班人皮托罗和斯多亚人去讲一些什么呢？那我用John Stott 的一些简单的说话去给大家看一看。
Obviously, you can't do justice to a philosophy or historic philosophical ideas in 3 lines.
当然我们不可以用三言两语就去解释晒那两班人他们那个他们的哲学思想是什么。
But as you could see there, Epicureans believed in living for chance and enjoyment of pleasure.
彼得罗的人他们相信要活一个生活是要去享受生活的。
And on the other hand, there was a group of people called Stoics who believed in fatalism,submission and the endurance of pain.
斯多亚那派的人就相信这个宿命论，讲到说要去忍受痛苦和要去顺服。
And so Paul is using his reasoning, the Socratic questioning. He's going there and he's engaging the Epicureans and the Stoics and amongst other people there. And their response in verse 18 is they call him a babbler.
咁保罗就用到呢啲辩论咧，同当地嘅人去说话。咁佢哋回应系乜嘢咧？话讲话佢系胡言乱语。第十八节嗰度讲。
That's an interesting word in verse 18, babbler, because this word is originally employed to denote birds picking up grain.
呢个胡言乱语，佢当时用嘅字嘅意思，其实讲到一只雀仔去拣一啲嘅谷物。
So it means what? You're worthless.
就话你系冇价值嘅。
They're saying, Paul, what you're saying is trivial.
他说你讲所讲的东西并不重要。
You don't know what you're talking about, Paul. You're talking in randomly purposeless, directionless.
他说保罗你都不知道你自己讲的什么，你完全讲的都没什么方向。
And others accused them of preaching, quote unquote, foreign deities or divinities, you know, in the plural.
其他的人就批评保罗讲的一些外国的鬼神。
Because Jesus had spoken of Jesus and the resurrection.
因为保罗讲到耶稣基督他的死和复活。
And some commentators say that the Greek word for resurrection, anastasis, is a woman's, was considered a woman's name. So they were thinking, he's talking about this Jesus and Anastasius, this other person.
有些解经家讲到说这个复活这个字希列文其实好像一个女人的名字。那 当时的人听到保罗所讲到耶稣和另一个女人的名字，讲到好像不同的鬼神。
But you get the picture, right?
那你大概想象到个图画是怎样。
Babbler, they're sneering at Paul.
佢哋嘲笑保罗，话佢胡言乱语
，insulting him，
去侮辱佢。
You know he's like a bird picking up grain，
好似个雀仔去拣谷物。
You see some said that, some mocked, insulted him, and some said I'd like to hear more, and a few believed。
咁有啲人去嘲笑佢、侮辱佢，有啲人又话我想听多啲，有甚至有啲人去相信佢。
But Paul planted the seeds there because we know from history, some 250 years later, that region became Christian.
但我哋知道保罗喺嗰度种下咗一啲嘅种子，因为喺250年之后，喺嗰个地方成为咗相信基督教嘅地方。
Because Christianity swept through that society, completely changed the dominant cultural ideas.
基督教在那个地方 去繁衍出来、完全的改变当时的思想。
You see what's happening? People initially looked at Christianity during Paul's day as he engaged them and said, this is silly. This is ridiculous.
记得保罗在那里跟他辩论的时候，人们说他讲的东西是很傻，胡言乱语。
And there are people were accusing him. They're saying, what intelligent person would believe this?
他们说有智慧的人都不会相信你所讲的东西。
History tells us 250 years later, just about all intelligent people believed in Jesus and the resurrection.
但在历史告诉我们250年之后，凡有智慧的人，他们都相信了，信了耶稣基督。
So I'd like to spend the rest of our time looking at how that happened.
我想以下的时间告诉你怎样这样发生，为什么？
And the basic premise is every culture.Has its weaknesses.
咁个根基就系话每一个文化都有佢嘅弱点。
You see, people have problems, right? You know that. People have problems. People have aspirations. People have issues.
人系有问题、有渴望嘅嘢、有困难要解决。
And you know what the dominant cultural ideas do? They try to answer those problems, right?
主流嘅文化就系话要尝试去解答佢哋嘅问题。
But very often cultures can't do that well.
但很多时候这些文化不能够帮到他们。
And I'd like to show you that today. They don't solve those difficulties in life that confront us, that come at us.
他们不能够去解决我们生命里面所遇到的困难。
In contrast, Christianity came along and answered those aspirations.
相反的，基督教来到去解答了人的问题。
Christianity dealt with those problems better than those dominant cultural ideas.
基督教可以处理呢个问题，比呢个主流嘅文化更加好。
And the rest is history.
其他嘅我哋都有眼睇到。
You can ask Mr. Y there, the history teacher. He'll tell you things changed dramatically over the next 250 years in that region.
我知道喺嗰个地方250年之后好大嘅转变。
Because Christianity took hold of people's lives.
因为基督教已经去掌握咗人嘅生命。
See, on the one hand, the Stoics believed in moral absolutes.
一方面，斯多亚派嘅人去相信呢、这个道德有绝对嘅道德价值。
The Stoics believed that the meaning of life was to be good, virtuous, noble, courageous.
佢哋相信咧，生命咧系要正直嘅，系尊贵嘅，系好嘅。
And those are good things, right?
呢啲系好嘅。
And they particularly had a view that the meaning of life was not to let life get to you.
他们更加相信生命的意义就是不要让生命 去令到你去 失败。
But life has a lot of curveballs, as you know.
但你知道、生命不是一个、就是要使我们去跌倒的东
西。Maybe I have to explain a curveball. You know, if you're a baseball player, curveball is hard to hit. You know, so curves are difficult in life, right? Hard to deal with.
讲到个比喻话，这个生命咧唔系一个好似一个曲线球，要你去打唔到，特登去整理咁样。
And the Stoics said, when suffering came your way, you need to detach, detach your heart.
斯多亚派话，当困难嚟到嘅时候咧，你就要去同佢去远离。
And always become hardened.
就即系话咧，你嘅心咧要硬，刚硬啲。
Don't weep, don't break down.
唔好去忧伤，唔好去跪低。
Don't grieve.
不要 去悲伤。
You do what it takes so that when you sweat, nothing made you cry.
就话你要做任何嘢咧，去令到你自己去可以去挺直起身吓，人哋唔好去哭泣。
But open up the pages of history. Historians have recorded and tell you it didn't work well. That didn't work well.
但系历史讲俾你听，呢一派嘅学说咧，唔能够帮到人。
When suffering, grief, and trouble came, Stoicism didn't work well. Did not work well.
当困难、当困苦、苦难嚟到嘅时候，呢一派嘅学说唔能够帮到你。
And Christianity came along and said, "Hope, eternal life, resurrection from the grave."
然后基督教就话盼望喺死里复活，永远嘅生命。
And then people saw the Christians suffering, dealing with pain.Very well.
有人睇到基督徒点样去面对生命嘅痛苦嘅时候，佢哋可以好好嘅处理。
And they saw the Christians die very well.
佢哋睇到佢哋面对死亡好松容。
Cultural impact. They saw the Christians, and there was a cultural impact on society.
佢哋睇到基督徒点样喺文化上边去冲击呢个社会。
On the other hand, Stoicism didn't work that well.Grin and bear it. It didn't work that well.
反之，这个斯多亚派的学说不能够帮到人。
Now, that was the Stoics. How about the Epicureans? They believed that when you died, that was it.
咁比士罗嗰啲人点样讲咧？话佢哋话人死咗，咁就系咁噶啦。
They didn't deny they were gods. They said they might be gods, but if so, they're very remote. Nothing, you know. They're like they wind up the clock and they let the clock go.
佢哋并冇否定有神嘅存在，但系佢哋话神系好远好远嘅地方，咁佢哋想让呢个世界出现，咁就咁噶啦，佢哋唔理嘅。
And you probably know this. The Epicurean said the meaning of life is not to be good and virtuous, but to be happy.
佢哋嘅主张就话生命咧最紧要系享乐。
You live your life the way you want to. That the Epicurean said.
你可以过一个你所喜欢嘅生活。
You need to be free. You have to live for pleasure. This life is all you have, so go for it.
佢话你要过得自由，过得开心，呢个系你自己嘅生命，你自己过得好好就得啦。
The Epicureans believed what was important in life was to be happy.
佢哋所相信嘅就系话生命最紧要系开心。
That's why if you peruse their ideas and look at history.They talked a lot about sexual freedom.
当你睇佢哋嘅历史嘅时候，佢讲到其实好多讲到佢话性嘅自由。
And historians wondered because 250 years later, the whole society embraced the Christian view of ethics, of sexual ethics.
然后呢个历史学家就开始问问题，因为喺250年之后，啲人都去归信基督教。同埋基督教对于性嘅睇法。
Right, the Christian view of sexual ethics is.Sex is great in marriage alone between a man and a woman.
因为基督教认为性咧只系可以喺婚姻里边先真系好嘅，系基于一个男一个女。
And again, that was embraced 250 years later from a society that was promoting sexual freedom.
记得呢个基督教系被呢个社会去接纳喺250年之后，而喺以前之人系。追逐于话呢个性嘅要有自由。
See, that should scratch your head. How did that happen?
点解会咁样发生呢
Right? Again, it's because the idea that sex is something you do to make you happy led to loneliness.
因为当时因为一个谂法话让呢、这个利用呢个性使到你开心，最终只系会带嚟空虚。
See, what first appeared to be very restrictive, the Christian view of sex.Led to greater unity, greater fulfillment in the long run.
基督教所讲嘅啊，喺性里边有更加多嘅拘束，其实喺长久之后咧，系让人系更加能够联合。
Can I mention that? It's because the Epicurean approach didn't work, just like Stoics, it didn't work for society.
让我哋可以睇到呢个彼得罗所讲嘅学说唔能够帮助呢个社会，就好似头先所讲斯多亚嘅学说一样。
Most of your young people who are Christian can tell you this. People look at them, Philistines look, and when they're saying, well, I view the Christian view of sexuality, they look at you like you're an oddball.
咁咧，年轻人可以去让你知道啊，当人睇到你去接受呢个基督教所讲 嘅对于性嘅观念嘅时候，人哋话你系傻嘅。
They say, "Oh, you're in the Stone Age, outdated."
佢话你已经过时噶啦，你所谂嗰套嘢。
Boys, if you're a teen, point up the history. Tell them about the Greco-Roman world and what happened, and then how they embraced the Christian view of sexuality in society.
你可以俾佢哋睇历史里边喺呢个希腊罗马嘅时代有咩事发生，让佢睇到吓当时嘅人后嚟都接受咗基督教。
See, don't miss this point. Christianity was born in a culture like what we have now in New York City.
基督教就好似喺而家我哋活喺呢个社会纽约市嘅一个咁样嘅社会里边诞生。
And so, if things for good happened back then, it could happen now with the gospel.
喺以前可以咁样发生嘅时候，喺而家亦都可以咁样发生，藉住呢个福音。
Let me segue to the Stoics. Back to the Stoics. The Stoics believed that if you were wise enough, if you're a wise enough philosopher, you could discern what was true reality.
而斯多亞另一个想法就系话，如果你有智慧嘅时候，你就能够知道乜嘢系啱，乜嘢错，乜嘢系真实。
They could say, you know, be like Plato.
好似柏拉图咁样。
You have to discern.And you can. You're a good philosopher. You can discern what's right and wrong.
你能够去分辨是非。
You have to discern what the meaning of things are.
你能够分辨这个事物的意思意义在哪里。
And of course, they promoted contemplation.
当然他们 去推崇人要去思想默想。
And you did that through philosophy, right?
是藉着这个哲学。
And what the Stoics called that,was reasoning or logos.
咁斯多派话讲呢样嘢咧，就系讲到话要去辩证。
And Christianity came along and said, yes, there is a logos, there is a meaning to life, but the structure behind the universe is a person.
咁当时斯多派用嘅字咧就系 logos 呢个字，但系基督教嚟到嘅时候，佢话。是有 logos 呢样嘢，但系呢个 logos 喺呢个社宇宙里边系一个有位格嘅。
The logos, the reason, the person, the word is Jesus.
Logos 就系呢个道，呢个神嘅话语就系耶稣基督。
You see, that countered what the ideas of their culture said.
呢个就系相对于当代嘅社会嘅文化所讲嘅系乜嘢
？Paul。And the Christians, they were saying, contemplating philosophy is not how you know the meaning of life.
基督教话你要去谂，去用哲学，唔能够帮助你去认识生命嘅意义系乜嘢。
Because you know, they said philosophy is very abstract.
因为哲学系好点讲？抽象。Thank you.
Paul and the Christians said, you know about life. You know how to live.Because you have a personal relationship with the creator and sustainer of all.
基督教话生命系你可以去明白去认识嘅，因为有一位耶稣基督，你同佢可以有个人嘅关系。
And that started to change society. It started to change everything in that world.
喺个当时嘅社会就系咁样开始有社会上面有改变。
Because isn't it more gracious and warm to know a person than a philosophy?
你认识一个人，唔系比认识一个哲学更加系温暖，更加个人嘅咩
？And of course, the Christian way is warm because it's what? It's a matter of love, right?
因为基督教所讲嘅系讲到爱。
It's a matter of relating.
系同人嘅关系。
The Stoics they certainly believed in moral absolutes, but they were cold.
斯多亚佢哋相信有绝对嘅价值，但系呢个系。很冷漠的。
And then on the other hand, the Epicureans, they said, live any way you want. But that was empty. And that was lonely.
而彼此来的人就说，你喜欢怎样过生活都得，但是最后只是带来孤单和空虚。
But Christianity came along and said, there really are moral absolutes, but the moral absolute is a person, the God-man. Jesus the Christ.
而基督教话系有绝对嘅道德价值，而呢个道德价值其实系一个人，系一个有位格嘅，系耶稣基督自己。
And you get to know the meaning of life by intaking His love.
你嘅得到佢嘅爱，以致你能够明白生命嘅意义。
Having a love relationship with the Creator.
同呢个创造者有一个关系。
You see, Christianity spoke into the culture.
基督教去向呢个社会嘅文化去说话。
Into the very fabric of those ideologies of that day.
去到当地嘅社会，去对佢哋所讲嘅哲学所讲嘅文化去回应佢哋嘅问题。
You know, it's we ought to go out there too and be sad to see what's going on.
我哋应该亦都去出去出边去睇下究竟咩事发生紧。
You see, in the Western world, people want community, but the Western world and its ideologies destroy community.
喺西方嘅社会，佢哋想有，佢哋推崇佢哋中意有一个社区，但系佢哋嘅思想，佢哋所推崇嘅系破坏咗社区。
Because Western ideology, a lot of it's based on individual freedom.
因为西方文化很多时候是建基于个人的自由。
See, it's not like many of you from a traditional culture, family and fitting in is the most important thing.
不似很多传统的思想去讲到家庭的价值。
We have morality in society for the most part today.
我们今天的社会去讲到伦理。
But the problem with secularist, the Western world,is that there's no basis for that morality. It's flimsy.
但是在西方社会的建基的个人主义不能够去帮助他们。
In other words, there's no foundation to call what's good, good.
是没有一个根基去讲到说有什么是对什么是错。
It's all what the majority of people say, your opinion, and then that's what society says is good.
完全是建基于说大多数人所的意见是什么，然后说这个社会就应该这样接受。
And this individual freedom is destroying community.
个人的自由这个想法去破坏了社区。
And it's shifting morality, which can't fulfill humanity in the long run.
然后社会转变的一个道德的价值，在长远来讲其实是破坏了人。
You see, so it would be very important for us to look carefully then at what Paul, how Paul's approaching the marketplace.
所以我们很重要要看看保罗去在这个市集里面怎么跟人去讲这些东西。
And of course, this is only a 20-minute message, 20 plus 20, so I got to really crunch things, and verses 20 to 31 is really, if you can this afternoon look at it carefully, is his outline of his message.
那在20至到31节其实是保罗的信息的大纲，你可以去有时间的时候再去看看。
Paul's appearance before the high council in the agora, in the marketplace.
保罗来到这个市集，在这个阿略巴古的地方。
And Paul's not content to assert the revelation of God in some external way.
保罗不喜欢只是讲到就这外表的讲到神是哪一个。
What's important to notice, I'm talking in general here because of time,He addresses both our minds and our hearts.
保罗所讲到的不单止是人那个理性上个智慧上面所讲的，而是去到人的心里面。
And that message that he gives, God's gospel penetrates because we're created beings.
保罗所讲的信息可以入到人的心里面，因为我们是被造的。
The message of God's existence actually gets through to us because we're the creature, we're created.
保罗所讲神的存在这个信息可以来到我们的心里面，因为我们是被造。
See, what Paul was basically saying to the council was, you can't escape awareness of God. You can't go and hide.
保罗对他们所说的就是，其实你不能够逃避神，你不可以找地方去躲开他。
And he was pointing out that the Athenians were religious, and that showed that because they were worshiping, that they were made to worship God.
保罗给亚底人看到，他们去崇拜神，因为他们被造是要崇拜神。
Of course, they were worshiping the wrong gods.
虽然他们崇拜一个错的神。
And Paul's alluding to the fact that.All human beings are creatures.
保罗讲到一个事实，就是人是被造的。
We're dependent on God for life.
我们的生命是要依靠神。
God is the creator.
神是创造者。
And in verse 27, guys, if you could go back to Acts 17:27, he presses them further and says this.
在27节，保罗继续去一路咁样追逼。
They should, in the NIV, seek God in the hope that they might feel their way towards him and find him. Yet he's actually not far from each one of us.
保罗说要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们各人不远。
You see, even for the most hardened of hearts,
总是一个很刚硬的心，
Paul saying God is right there. He's right there.
神说呢，保罗说呢，神就在那里。
He's next to us. He's imminent in his creation.
神是存在于他的受造之物之间。
And Paul says later in Romans 1, deep down in us, we know. We know, but we suppress. We know God is there.
然后保罗在罗马书第一章的时候讲到话，其实我们知道有神，但是我们只不过是将这个认识去压抑了。
Because we're the creature. We're made for God.
我们被造。
It's basically Paul was saying there's a, like what Blaise Pascal said, there's a God-shaped void in all of us.
即是保罗所讲的，就是在我们里面有一个空洞的地方。
And right now, you and I are filling it either with God or something else.
我们现在去尽量用一些有填满这个空洞的地方，要是就用神，或者是用其他的东西。
And what saddened Paul was that the people of Athens were filling their souls with perverted knowledge.
而保罗所以忧伤的地方，就是说因为当时雅典人用其他的知识去尝试填满这个空洞。
Knowledge that ultimately left them empty.
那些的知识至终只不过是使人去更加空虚。
You see, we suppress the truth about God and we fill our lives with something else.
我们压抑了神对神的认识，而是我们用其他东西去填满我们的生命。
We naturally push God away, avoid God, replace Him.
我们很自然地去将神去推开，用其他东西去填满。
Oh, thanks. Got right up there. Romans 1 very clearly says, For though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking.And their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles.
罗马书第一章廿一到廿三节，佢话因为他们虽然知道神，却不当做神荣耀他，也不感谢他。他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽、走兽、昆虫的样式。
Paul was ultimately saying to the Athenians, the gospel is the truth that satisfies your soul, nothing else.
保罗话嗰个福音先至可以去真正嘅满足你。
He was challenging the Athenians to consider what they were experiencing.Brought no fulfillment, no satisfaction, no ultimate answers.
保罗去挑战雅典人，话佢哋经历紧嘅唔能够真真正正解决嘅问题，唔能够真真正正满足佢哋。
They had a plural of gods.
佢哋有好多嘅神。
But all these gods left their hearts empty.
但系呢啲神都使到佢哋心系空洞。
And that's why they were open to anything and everything.
所以佢哋可以接受任何嘅嘢。
Slide 10. Psalm 145:18-19 says this clearly, The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him. He also hears their cry and saves them.
诗篇145篇话：凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，耶和华便与他们相近。敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。
Paul saying to you and I, as well as the Athenians, there is a true and living God.
保罗对你同我讲，亦都对雅典人讲话，有一个真真正正活神。
He came into the world, he died for sinners and rose again.
佢嚟到呢个世界为罪人而死，并且复活。
Jesus is the Savior and Judge of the world.
耶稣系救主，并且系世界嘅审判者。
And those who place their trust in the person and work of Christ have received Him as their advocate.
凡系相信耶稣基督嘅人都系能够去接受佢，去做佢哋嘅中保。
He is their defense attorney before the throne of God.
佢系喺神嘅宝座嘅面前为我哋去辩护我哋。
But you know, Paul's message also helps us Christians.
保罗嘅信息对于基督徒亦都有帮助。
Because here's the problem.
我哋嘅问题喺边度？
We don't really take the whole counsel of God and digest it. We pick and choose what we want to believe.
我哋好多时都去拣一啲我哋想认为可以相信嘅嘢。
And so what we're doing basically is idolatry. We're picking and choosing what we want to believe God ought to be.
我哋想去拣一个，我哋认为相信神应该系咁样系咁样。我哋其实做紧嘅系一个偶像嘅崇拜。
And ultimately, what we do is make God too small.
而至终我哋使到神咧变得好细。
We make the truth of God less than He really is.
我哋令到呢个真嘅神咧变得更加微小。
You see.Some of us reduce God so that we can understand things.
我们很多人呢将神呢缩小以致我们可以明白。
We kind of pick and choose. Well, I can't deal with this, so I'm not going to bother with it. And we reduce God. Our God is tiny.
他说我不能够相信神是这样，那我就将这些东西摆在一边，那我们令到呢神呢就好像斩开了。
An example of this is we love the fact that God's merciful.
例如我哋好中意神系一个怜悯嘅神，
but we don't like the fact that he could be angry at us.
但系我哋唔中意一个事实就话神可以系去向我哋有愤怒。
He's holy, he's Lord of all.
话佢系一个圣洁嘅神，佢系万有嘅主。
You see, you got to know God as He reveals Himself in His Word.
你要认识神系约去认识佢。向我哋点样揭示佢系一个点样神
？If you're a Christian, you can't just pick and choose what you want to believe.
如果你基督徒嘅时候，你唔可以拣边一啲相信边神嘅边一方面系可以相信。
And this might help you to embrace the complete God of the Bible. If He's big enough to be worshipped, there's going to be things you're not going to understand. Understand what's coming at you in life.
有一点可以帮助你就系话，如果神系一个咁大嘅神，你去敬拜佢嘅时候，梗系有一啲嘢你唔能够明白佢嘅。
They're going to be complexing things that are going to happen to you.
有一啲嘢生命喺你里边去发生嘅时候，你能够明白，觉得困惑。
That aren't really going to make a lot of sense to you right now. Why is this happening to me, Lord? Why?
对于你嚟讲喺呢一刻，可能你系唔会明白，你去问点，你问点解系咁样咧？
But here's the comforting thing.If you have a big God, the God of the Bible, the complete Bible, you can rest in Him. He's powerful enough to rest in.
有一样嘢我哋可以安慰嘅就系话，你相信一个咁大嘅神，呢个圣经成本圣经所讲嘅呢个神嘅时候，我哋可以喺里边喺佢里边去依靠佢，喺佢里边安息。
And so this big God that Paul's presenting to the Athenians.It's not just for your mind; it's for your heart.
所以保罗向雅典人讲嘅呢个咁大嘅神，唔单止系对于你嘅头脑上边嘅认识，而系更加系俾你嘅心。
I'm running out of time, so I've got to wrap up here. You know, did you ever notice that he doesn't finish? Paul doesn't finish his talk.
你冇留意到保罗并冇喺嗰度去完成咗佢嘅讲话。
He doesn't get a chance to mention the name of Jesus.
他其实并没有机会去提到耶稣基督的名
字。And why is he interrupted? Did you notice that in the text? Why is Paul interrupted?
为什么保罗是好像被打断了这样呢?
Anyone? Because he mentions the resurrection from the dead.
因为他讲到从死里复活这件事。
Guys, if you go to verse 31,The latter part of verse 31 through 33, it says there, again using the NIV, he has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. And when they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered. Others said, we want to hear you again on this subject. And at that time, Paul left the council.
31节他就说并且叫他从死里复活给万人做可信的凭据众人听见从死里复活的话就有讥诮他的又有人说我们再听你讲这个吧于是保罗从他们当中出去了
See, Paul at this point doesn't say, look at nature. Look at the created world. Look how wonderful it is.
保罗并没有说你看看周围的环境周围的自然界多么美丽
He points to the resurrection from the grave.
他讲到从死里复活,讲到这个坟墓。
The resurrection is completely contrary to how things work in this world.
从死里复活是完全跟这个世界是怎样运作是完全对立。
Many of you know my mom's dying. She has maybe about a month to live. She has had autoimmune disease.
很多人知道啊, 程伯母她有一个自我免疫系统的失调的病症, 那她很快会离开这个世界。
That's how things work in the world.
这个世界就是这样。
Things die in the world, right?
在这个世界所有的东西都慢慢地去死去。
Things decay, things crumble, we're getting older.
我们慢慢年长,我们慢慢会衰退,我们所有的东西都是慢慢的腐败。
So when Jesus, when Paul talks about the resurrection from the dead, it's outrageous. People say, what are you talking about?
所以当保罗讲到从死里复活这件事的时候, 人们觉得很荒谬, 他说你在讲什么?
Let me just say this to those of you who don't believe today.
让我对一些未相信耶稣基督的人去讲这段说话。
Will you consider the evidence of the resurrection? Because to be of integrity, intellectual integrity, you're going to have to come up with an alternative. What happened then if he didn't be risen from the dead? What happened?
我们要想想,如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活的时候,究竟有什么事发生呢?
You see, you're going to have to come up with an alternative to have any sort of intellectual integrity.
我们有智慧的时候,我们要去想想,究竟另一方面会怎样发生?
You see, the resurrection proves the gospel.
这个从死里复活去证明了这个福音。
Paul and every person who believes, embraces, embodies the gospel.
那些相信的人,好像保罗一样,将这个福音放入他心里面。
Do you see Paul getting upset? He's upset about all the idols he sees.
保罗心里焦急是因为他见到所有的偶像。
But he doesn't get disgusted.
但他并没有觉得是很讨厌的事。
He doesn't give up.
他并没有放弃。
I say, what's the use?
他不会说,有什么用,没办法了。
He plunges in to the marketplace.
他走入到这个市集里面,人群当中。
Even though he knows he's going to get hammered there, he's going to get mocked and jeered.
纵使他知道当地的人一定会去侮辱他,去讥笑他。
It must have been painful for him, right?
对于来说,他可能一定会觉得很痛苦。
But nothing like what happened to Jesus.
但从耶稣基督身上的相比,这个并不算是什么。
Because Jesus looked down from heaven. He saw the idolatry of your heart.
因为耶稣基督从天上去观看我们，我们看到我们心里边的偶像。
And Jesus just didn't abandon us, didn't give up on us.
耶稣基督并没有离弃我们，放弃我们。
He plunges himself into the world.
他来到这个世界里边。
And he's mocked.
他被侮辱。
And he's beaten.
他被鞭打。
He's blindfolded. He's crucified.
他被蒙上眼，被钉在十架上边。
Right? The soldiers, when they're beating him, they say, prophesy! Prophesy! You're the Christ! Prophesy!
当士兵去鞭打他的时候,他说,你看看究竟是哪一个鞭打你?
And he put a crown of thorns on his head.
他将这个荆棘的冠冕放在他头上边。
And what did they do? They pretended to worship him. They pretended. They knelt down. Oh, we're going to worship the king. Look at him. He's being beaten up. And he's got a crown of thorns on his head.
他们在戏弄他,扮在崇拜他,说这个是王。
And of course that wasn't the end of the mocking, because on the cross,
当然这个羞辱不是在那里停止,
people are shouting, if you're the son of God, come down from there, save yourself. Oh, he can't do that, he's nothing.
当耶稣基督在十字架上面的时候，当时的人在下面就说，如果你是神的儿子，你就下来吧，你看看他什么都做不到。
And of course, if you're a Christian, you know he stayed there for you. Stayed there on the cross.
当耶稣基督留在十字架上面是为着我们的缘故。
And we're thankful today that he rose from the grave.
我们感恩因为耶稣基督从死里复活。
Faith in his resurrection has spread throughout the world.
相信他从死里复活这个信仰在世界上面去散开。
My friend, New York City is waiting, waiting for you to go into the marketplace.
纽约市是等待你，等待你去到这个市的当中。
Ingest the gospel, take it to your culture.And beyond,
将这个福音带到你的文化里面，并且带到更远的地方。
Go and make followers of Jesus.
去使万民做耶稣基督的门徒。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Lord, I know it's hard to digest a lot of this today as we looked at how Paul engaged the people in the Council of Athens.
天父，我们看到保罗去怎样去跟当时的人去对话，可能一时间不能够完全的消化。
Lord, we do ask for your help to know how to engage our culture, how to engage the marketplace here.
主，我们求你去帮助我们，让我们知道怎样去跟这个我们现在的社会、现在的事去对话。
There's one thing we do know, Lord, that it's a command to do.
但主，有一样我们知道的，这个是你给我们的吩咐，这个命令。
May you help the elders here to equip people in a way that will enable them to have confidence in you to go.
所以求主你帮助我们去帮助教会的长老去装备信徒，让我们知道怎样去出去。
And may you show each and every one of us how we can go aboutBringing the gospel to the marketplace.
帮助我们知道怎样可以将这个福音带到我们的市集的里面。
It's not going to be easy. We know they're going to be sneering.
我们知道不容易，一定会有人去讥笑。
Mocking.
去取笑我们。
But we know, O Lord Jesus suffered a lot more than that.
但我们知道耶稣基督比我们所承受的是更加多。
So we pray, Lord, that we would be faithful and obedient.And seek to give a reason for the hope that lives in us.
所以主，求主你帮助我哋，让我哋懂得点样去将呢个盼望嘅缘由去向人去分享。
We pray for your help in Jesus' name, Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名而求，阿门。